When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
To The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. First of all, happy Mardi Gras, everybody. Also known as Fat Tuesday, and I, for one, think it's time we stop shaming days of the week. Tuesday can't help it. It's all those tacos. After his surprise visit to Kyiv yesterday, today Joe Biden was in Poland, where he gave a fiery speech defending democracy to mark the one-year anniversary of Putin's invasion of Ukraine. Of course, the traditional gift for the first anniversary is paper. So Biden gave Ukraine 460 million $1 bills. Today, Putin hit back at the West in Russia's State of the Union speech. Now, Russia's State of the Union speech is a lot like our State of the Union speech, except the special guests in the balcony plunge to their deaths. The world was watching Putin closely because the speech was an opportunity for him to put the best possible spin on his disastrous invasion. 1 year ago, remember, Putin thought the war would only last a few days, but clearly he made a miscalculation in the ratio of f*** around to find out. Putin clapped back at the West by announcing that Russia will suspend its participation in the New START nuclear arms control treaty. However, the U.S. State Department had already determined that Russia was not complying with that treaty. So now they're going to officially begin to stop doing what they've previously only been pretending not to do. It's like a kid on his 21st birthday saying to his parents, "And now I get to finally try this, what do you call it, alcohol that I've heard so many terrible stories about? If you think it's safe, I will." We also got threats to democracy right here at home, specifically Speaker of the House and first successful butthole-to-mouth transplant, Kevin McCarthy. You should hear that boy whistle. Like a bird, just like a bird. Yesterday, we found out that McCarthy has given exclusive access to 41,000 hours of Capitol surveillance footage from the January 6th riots to Tucker Carlson. No! What are you doing? You can't give this footage to Tucker Carlson? Ever since January 6th, he's repeatedly downplayed the violent attack on the Capitol as vandalism and a forgettably minor outbreak by recent standards. Yeah, no biggie. I think all of us will always remember watching it on TV and thinking, this is forgettable. Plus, this is so irresponsible. The footage will reveal sensitive security information like congressional escape routes and secure holding areas and where the cameras are. But, I mean, he's Speaker of the House, and Kevin McCarthy clearly thought all this through. And as the Speaker, he calmed his worried colleagues with a statement he made today. Best speech I've ever heard him give. Now, Tucker's producers. Tucker's producers are already editing this mountain of footage for shows next week, and he claims he's determined to get to the truth, saying, by definition, this video will reveal it. No, by definition, 41,000 hours of footage can be edited to say whatever you want it to. I mean, look at these good Samaritans repairing that window with a shield. And now they're peacefully leaving the Capitol. But hey, if he gets to do it, so can we, which is why I took what seemed like 41,000 hours of Fox News footage to reveal the truth about Tucker.
Good evening. I'm Tucker Carlson. I behave like a jerk because I am a jerk. Everyone hates me. My show is a real problem in America. I'm a racist, a small backward permit. And I also eat dogs.
Now, the worst part is he seems like a good guy.
That's not your way.
At least he's honest. At least he's honest, you know? The worst part of all of this is that Tucker doesn't even believe the lies he's been peddling about January 6th, because last week we learned that Fox News stars and executives privately trashed the former president's election fraud claims, even though calling the election rigged was Fox's bread and butter. It's like if I had a private diary that said, Lord of the Rings sucks. Lol, what's a Bilbo? Like if I didn't care whether Balrogs have wings or not. It's a long story. I'll tell you later. It's a long story. These revelations all came courtesy of Dominion Voting Systems, who filed a motion in their $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit against Fox News for falsely claiming they rigged the 2020 election. $1.6 billion. Even for Rupert Murdoch, that's a lot of cash. He might have to go on air and start selling reverse mortgages. Some of the most damaging texts come from a chain between Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, and Laura Ingraham, in which they repeatedly insulted and mocked the ex-president's advisors, including Rudy Giuliani. Even Fox thinks he's a joke. That is the most embarrassing news about Rudy to leak since Rudy leaked. Oldie but a goodie. You don't have to. One of the main sources of the election lies on Fox News was the former president's lawyer and mom who took an edible before she went to Sunglass Hut, Sidney Powell. In the wake of the 2020 election, Powell appeared on Fox News and Fox Business at least a dozen times to promote wild lies about Dominion voting machines. So the network asked for her source. And Sidney Powell, when pressed for evidence, forwarded a memo entitled Election Fraud Info. We all know the best source of information is email forwards. That's the only way I learn 101 ways that cats are better than men. The memo wasn't written by Powell, but her source was impeccable. The memo's author claims to know that Dominion was the common thread in all irregularities. How did she discover that? According to her, she gains insights from experiencing something like time travel in a semi-conscious state. Oh, my God. She can time travel? Maybe she can fix all of this by going back in time to stop baby Rudy Giuliani from trying Merlot.
Two Rudys.
It's Two Rudy Tuesday. It gets weirder than time traveling in a semi-conscious state. The memo's author writes, who am I? And how do I know all of this? I've had the strangest dreams. I was internally decapitated, and yet I live. You may ask yourself, how did I get here? And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful house. You may say to yourself, this is not my internally decapitated head. Elsewhere in this memo, which I remind you, is the sole source of Sidney Powell and Fox News' Dominion voting machine lies, which directly led to the attack on the Capitol, the author says, quote, the wind tells me I'm a ghost, but I don't believe it. Of course you can't trust the wind. Everybody knows the wind blows. You cannot believe. Thank you. You can't believe a thing the wind says until you verify it with earth and fire. When Sidney Powell forwarded this memo to Fox business anchor Maria Bartiromo, Bartiromo had a very logical reaction to getting a packet of insane lies. She shared it with the president's son and replied glowingly to Powell, I just spoke to Eric and I told him you gave very important info. Thanks, Maria, Tony Romo. I got the memo, and I know it's very important because I can definitely read. Unrelated question, what happens when you swallow a paperclip? I don't feel good.
Can I have a hug?
We have a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Ping.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know my first guest tonight is a three-time Grammy Award-winning musician who has sold more than 135 million records worldwide. His hits include Raise Your Glass, Just Give Me a Reason, and What About Us? Please welcome to The Late Show, Pink! It's really lovely to interview for the first time.
Thank you.
Yes.
I am so happy to be here. I love you. I want to clone you 50 to 60 to 75 times. We need more of you in the world.
Well, that's lovely of you to say. We need more of you, too. I was there. I was there at the Grammys in 2009. I think, and you did a like a silk, yeah. Whatever those called, silk.
Yes, silks? They changed. Yes,
so unbelievable.
They changed the dress code after that.
They did.
Yes.
Because you weren't wearing enough.
A whole lot of butt.
Oh, really?
Happening.
I remember it as quite a fine performance. But what I couldn't get, and I'll get into this just I'll get into that stuff later. But I just can't believe you could be doing all of that, and none of it is audio track. You're actually singing up there with all that physicality.
Yes. I started as a gymnast, so it sort of, and also I had really bad asthma as a kid, so I had to do a lot of diaphragmatic breathing as practice to survive.
Right.
And it worked out for me.
I mean, here you are. Here's some of the work. I'll get to it right now. Look at that. Is it dangerous?
Yeah.
Is it dangerous?
Yeah.
Because this sure looks dangerous.
I was pregnant in that picture.
What?
I had a baby in my belly.
Wow. Well, yeah. I'm impressed.
Thanks.
You just released your new
Trust
album.
Trust Fall, I do.
Your ninth album. Trust Fall, right there. Tell me about the title. What's Trust Fall mean?
Oh, Lord. Okay, Trust Fall. I feel like all of us are walking around sort of with this low-level trauma in our bodies, and it takes a lot of trust to be a human being these days, to get out of bed in the morning and go to work and drop your kids off at school and go to public places and participate in elections and have a vagina. It just takes a lot of trust. And I know a lot of teenagers also, mm-hmm. and I think a lot of people have anxiety, a lot of kids have anxiety, and I feel like a lot of us feel like we're falling backwards and we don't know where the ground is, and that's a trust fall. And I put a lot of faith in the universe and the people around me and in myself. You kind of have to ask yourself, like, what's worth falling for and who's supposed to catch you, or do you catch yourself? A lot of questions around.
I think one of the hardest things to learn, and it took me a long time to learn it, and if this has anything to do with what you're talking about, is that it takes time to learn that it isn't easier to live in trust and vitality as opposed to fear and morbidity. It's just better.
Yeah.
It's just as hard.
Yeah.
But it's actually with a better outcome. And it's hard to know that until you actually make that decision.
And I don't believe in fearlessness. I think that's just a catchphrase. I believe in feeling real fear and not letting it divert you or make your choices for you.
That's why courage is a virtue.
Yeah.
There you go. So, you've got incredible collaborators on this. Chris Stapleton, the Lumineers.
I'm so lucky.
How would you put together this crew?
I have no idea. It sounds dumb, but I just call them up.
There you go.
I'm a fan. I am a
That's nice.
Fan. Mm-hmm. I love the Lumineers. I love First Aid Kit. I love Chris Stapleton. When he did the national anthem, I wanted to reach through the TV and just smack him across the face.
Because it was too good?
It was too good.
That's right.
He's the most humble person you know. He's just the most humble guy in the room. He's like, is that kind of... is that what you wanted, or do you want me to do it again? I was like, yeah, Chris, that was what I wanted. You can go now. Also, I knitted you a blanket.
Now, your kids sang on this album, did they not?
Yes.
Is that something you're encouraging? Do they want to be in the music business? Do you want them to be?
Well, they're always with me, so they're either going
to
sing or be on their iPad.
Better
but no,
sing,
they
sing.
Don't want to.
They don't want any.
And if
part
you
of
heard
it.
Jameson in the end of "Never Gonna Not Dance Again," you'd actually hear, "And then again, and like you're killing it, buddy, you're killing it." But
it's
no,
nice
they
around.
Asked Willow, like, "Oh, you sound," because she has a beautiful voice,
yes.
And she's like, "Oh God, no, I don't want to be a singer." I'm like, "Why do you have to answer it like that?" Why can't you just say, maybe I'll consider other things? I would love her to be a lawyer for the ACLU. I believe she could pass the bar exam next week.
She's 9?
She's 11.
Oh, 11. Sorry, 11. 11. Good arguer.
I would like her. She's a fan. She's always right, actually. And I'm like, that's not the point. I'm in charge, I think. And I
you'd
want her to
be... You'd be a good judge. You'd be a good lawyer. You'd be a good judge.
I want her to be a lawyer so she can change the world and also bail out her brother, who might be a DJ in Vegas.
Yin-yang. We have to, we have to take a quick break.
All right.
Be right back with more Pink, everybody. Stick around.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We're back with the artist behind the new album, Trustfall. You know her, you love her, it's Pink. You had success for so long. Your debut album in 2000 went double platinum, if I'm not mistaken. And so, and you've had continuing success since then. What's your opinion of the music industry after having been in it for a couple of decades? Do you have thoughts on that other people who are perhaps starting out in this industry, some wisdom you could impart?
Oh, God, I hate people that give advice.
How about just experience rather than advice?
I think that's really hard because I got a record deal when I was 16. It was 1996. And the business was completely different. There was artist development. There was record labels. The record... companies were a place, not just an idea. And I also had the benefit of not having a record come out for 4 years. I didn't put a record out until I was 20.
How's that work?
So I signed in a group. We made an entire record. We did one showcase. We were absolutely terrible. The group got shelved. Very long story. But I then renegotiated my own new contract at 17 for an outfit from BB.
That's what you got for the new contract?
Really?
One outfit?
Really wanted that outfit.
Do you still have that outfit?
No, but it was like a velvet catsuit. It was gorgeous.
Totally worth it.
The business is very different now, and I think how it is now is really cool because there's a lot of people that can go a lot of different ways. There's no formula. Mm-hmm. I think it's really interesting the way that people are coming at things.
Because they can do it for themselves without
Because they can do it for themselves. They don't have to do it in the formulaic way, but I mean, what I did was, okay, I'm obviously not going to be the popular one. I'm not going to be the pretty one. I'm not going to sell perfume.
What?
So, I mean, I'm funny.
Do you not have a cent? Do you not have a cent?
I do not have a cent.
You do not have a cent?
I do not have a cent.
We got to change that. I would buy your perfume.
It would be like glitter, and it would smell like sadness and regret.
Sadness and Regret by Pink. It would sell like hotcakes, I am telling you. What are you performing for us tonight?
Oh, when I get there.
Now, you write a lot of your own stuff. You said you couldn't write this song.
No.
Why is this a song that you don't think you could have written?
Because losing a parent is something that you can't... It's like having when you tell people, like, oh, when you have a child or if you have a child, it just goes by so fast. No one knows what you're talking about unless they have done it. Mm-hmm. When you lose a parent, it feels like a suitcase that you'll be unpacking for the rest of your life. And I haven't even pulled mine out from under the bed yet.
And I'm sorry, but which of your parents did you lose?
My father.
And when did this happen?
August of 21.
So still recent.
Yeah, and that song was a gift for me. It was a gift. I was so relieved for him. He was finally out of pain. He had chronic pain all of his life, and he had cancer for 8 years, and I was just relieved for him, you know? I wanted him... He got a really interesting deck of cards dealt to him in his life, and I wanted him to... I asked him what he wanted to come back as, and he said, well, I'm a pilot, honey, so maybe a bird of flight, maybe a cannibal chipmunk. I was like, I think that's the morphine talking. And then I went camping and there was a chipmunk and I was like, you guys don't go near that chipmunk.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Hey, everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate, though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week, I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.